This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, hump day, we are over halfway done with this week. Smooth sailing from here, and we have a lot we have to get to tonight. On the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, we took a loss, a bad loss that affects all of us last night in Virginia. I'll touch on the who, what, when, where, and why about that. We'll just take an honest, sober assessment of it, then we'll march forward. All right. We have a win, a really nice win that it talking about it, showing what they do, the communists do. It's going to help you and help me understand why we see a lot of what we see. Trump again extends the ceasefire in Iran. We'll touch on that. Democrats are dirty thieves. Lots of emails. Some of you are a little bit down, but we'll touch it. We'll get to all that. Oh, that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to lead with this before we get into the specifics of Virginia last night. I have said over and over and over and over and over again, and I will continue to repeat that we treat every race, no matter what it is, maybe it's the House or the Senate, the presidency certainly, maybe it's a redistricting fight in Virginia or this thing or that thing. We, because we understand the stakes are very high and because we understand we are fighting internally for the future of the country, we put a lot of our heart and soul into each and every race. You put a lot of your care into these races. And when we win one, it always feels like we just climbed a mountain and we conquered it all. We have reached the summit. Finally. Oh, that feels good. Donald Trump wins in November. We get the House. We get the Senate. You can take a day, take a week, and you say to yourself, yeah, we did it. All is saved. And on the flip side, when Joe Biden steals an election, last night in Virginia, a huge, huge thing went against us. Whatever, pick your loss. You take a day, you take a week, and you say, it's over. It's all over. We've lost it all. Never going to win again. It's over. But neither of those things are true. We have never reached the summit of the mountain where all our problems have disappeared. And we never, even in the face of a bad loss like we had last night, we have not reached the end of America because things didn't go our way in Virginia. Saving a country or losing a country is a process, not an event. There will be 1,000 more battles after this, some really important, some a little bit important. We will try to win every one of them, but we won't. The communists will try to win every one of them, but they won't. We're going to take some wins. We're going to take some losses. And Lord willing, at the end of it, we have won enough of them that we win the war. I am not trying, I'm genuinely not trying to make you feel better about what was a very crappy night in Virginia last night for us. It is. I'm not trying to make you feel better about that, but I am just reminding you, and honestly, I'm reminding myself, it's not all over because it didn't go our way. Now, let's talk about the ugly part of it, because there's a lot of ugly. Do you remember what it was like when Donald Trump was getting impeached? It's not that he's going to be removed. I don't think they'll have the votes in the Senate to remove him. But remember, impeachment is not removal. What impeachment can and does do is it bogs down the president and his administration with endless subpoenas, endless things. It pretty much kneecaps your agenda. You can't do much else once they start impeaching you. If Democrats take back the House, they're going to impeach Donald Trump in about half a second. They will. They're just going to. So keeping the House of Representatives at the midterms is really, really important. Am I confident we're going to? No, but there's a chance. Keeping it is really, really, really important. Democrats want it, which is why what happened in Virginia last night actually happened. Here are the headlines. Soros-linked dark money puts lopsided Democrat power grab across the finish line. RNC blew the Virginia referendum due to lavish corn in spending and misplaced priorities. Maximum warfare. Democrats celebrate after Virginia decides to disenfranchise GOP voters. Democrats win Virginia redistricting fight, threatening Republican House majority. On and on and on down the list I could go. But what matters is this. They decided to put Virginia's ridiculous redistricting map on the ballot so people could vote for it. Sounds very fair, right? Just give the people a choice. Don't make a ruling. There are 11 seats in the House that are in Virginia. 11. This map, when Virginia's a purple state, gives 10 of those seats to Democrats, one to Republicans. It's unfair. It's wrong. It's all that stuff. Let's not quibble about those types of things, of course. Now, how do these things work? Well, this is where we get to something that you and I have talked about many times before, and we will talk about many other times. In 2028, have you thought about 2028, the presidential election? I would bet you have. I have. I certainly have. Are we going to win? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom versus J.D. Vance? Is Dome going to come from behind? I know you've thought about it. I've thought about it. We like, because we're human, not because we're bad, we like the bright lights, the highest stakes, the White House, Air Force One. We like the bright, shiny objects of politics. We on the right, what we have historically not liked, and it has cost us dearly in this country, we don't like the boring stuff. You know, Jewish producer Chris has an office of some kind. I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to expose the man, but he has sought out local office and has office of some kind. Do you have any earthly idea how boring his little meetings he has to go to are? You should see the look on his face he's giving me right now. Now, I give him all the credit in the world, as much as it pains me to do so. I give him all the credit in the world for stepping up and getting involved, but man, how boring. How not sexy. Hey, Chris, honest question. I've never even asked you this before. Have you been stopped one time out in public and somebody said, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, can I get a picture with you? Have it never happened, huh? Nope. Chris ain't no celebrity. Totally anonymous. Thankless job. He'll never get so much as an attaboy from anybody. It's boring. Yet, that kind of stuff is what decides the direction of a country oftentimes. I've described it as blocking and tackling in football. Why do I describe it that way? Well, the great Vince Lombardi, legendary football coach, in case you don't know, famously said that all football is simply blocking and tackling. But do you own a football jersey? Have you ever owned a football jersey? No, okay. Have you ever owned the football jersey of an offensive lineman? You didn't, did you? You had the quarterback, the running back, the wide receiver. He's so fast. The big, fat, 350-pound behemoth who just blocks. His jersey sales aren't very high because blocking is boring. Touchdowns are exciting. But that receiver never gets into the end zone unless that big behemoth blocks. It's boring, but it's everything. Blocking and tackling. In politics, it works the exact same way. Presidential elections and Senate elections and gubernatorial elections, they are the quarterback. And the quarterback matters a lot, right? You could argue the most important position. There's no question about it. That's the quarterback. But without an offensive line, it won't matter in the end. We'll dig into the nitty-gritty of how we failed here and how we can march forward and do better next time. Before we get into that, maybe you're thinking you don't have the energy to go to some city council meeting after work. Who wants to sit on the board of supervisors? The water board. Does anybody in the world care about the water board? Well, Chalk will give you that energy. Chalk will change your life. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk will change your life. When you start taking natural herbal supplements from Chalk, me personally, I take a male vitality stack. You will notice that at the end of every day, instead of dying to crash into the couch, you just feel great. Here we are at the end of the day right now. My legs are bouncing up and down underneath the desk. I'm just full of pep because I've been taking a male vitality stack for 4 years. T levels through the roof. My mind works better. My energy is great. Join me. They have stuff for men, women, doesn't matter. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, you can email us Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So the Virginia Democrats got a big win last night. They're basically going to get, they're going to dump all the Republicans except for one in their state. Democrats just picked up a bunch of seats in the House of Representatives. You're sad. You're mad. How does this happen? Well, let me break this down for you how exactly it happens. It's not just you and me who don't necessarily love the blocking and tackling of politics. You might be shocked to know it's also the very powerful, very knowledgeable political operatives who operate inside of Washington, D.C. You see, let's say you work for the Republican Party in some form or fashion. Maybe you're a big shot with the Republican Party. You have hundreds of millions of dollars usually at your disposal in one way or another to use how you choose. Now, let me present you with two different options. You can, for instance, drop $100 million of it on John Cornyn trying to save that loser's seat in the United States Senate, but that's a Senate race. That's big and sexy, right? You get to be all over the airwaves, probably take a private jet out to Texas. Even take a picture with the senator you can send to your grandkids at Christmas time. United States Senate, pretty big deal. Or instead of flushing all that money down the drain trying to elect John Cornyn, you can get involved in amazingly boring things like what actual language are people going to be voting on in Virginia? You want an example of this? I'm going to read for you what the voters of Virginia, what they had to read and vote on last night when it comes to these seats. And then we'll talk about the blocking and tackling because, again, people voted on this last night in Virginia. So let's set you aside. Again, you're hyper-informed. You're a normal voter. Maybe you're half-informed, but you're a normal voter. And you walk into the voting booth and they hand you a piece of paper and you have to vote yes or no on this. This was the question. Should the Constitution of Virginia be amended to allow the General Assembly to temporarily adopt new congressional districts to restore fairness in the upcoming elections while ensuring Virginia's standard redistricting process resumes for all future redistricting after the 2030 census. Oh, are you confused? Congratulations. Join the rest of the Virginia voters. So, what happened there? The language that goes on to the ballot, did you know that that is a political process where they argue over that? That is something so boring, isn't it? Have you ever been involved in that process at all? I actually have, but I'm not going to go into that right now. Have you ever even heard of that process before? It exists, and I think you could probably agree it matters a lot. A lot. The language you put on there matters. But they lied. That language was designed to confuse. Yes, they're communists. Of course they lied. Communists lie about everything all the time, as we talk about all the time. They lied. They always lie. They're always going to lie. You have to be prepared for those lies and dig in, and you have to fully fund and support the language battle right off the bat. Right off the bat. The second that language was decided on, you already put yourself behind in the game. Again, blocking and tackling, ignored. Now let's move forward to the race itself. As you can imagine, I've been burning up the phones today with friends of mine in Virginia because I wanted to bring you actual information, not just outrage. What did we do? What did we not do? Well, remember I told you that one time I was actually sitting with the United States Senator and he showed me his budget for the campaign he was running, Senate campaign he was running. I've told you this story before, but in case you haven't heard it before, I'm sitting with him and I'm looking at it was just Excel. It was an Excel spreadsheet. I'm looking at the Excel spreadsheet. We have to raise this much. We're going to spend this much here. And we're going to spend this much here. And we're going to spend this much here. And I looked and the number for YouTube is a website where you go watch videos. I don't mean to insult your intelligence, but some people aren't on the up and up. It's just a website where you go watch videos. It's a very big deal, but YouTube, the spending on YouTube was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for this senator. It equaled, and in fact, I think it was more. Don't quote me on that. It was almost equal or was equal to his TV budget. And the number stood out so much to me that I asked him, I said, wait a minute, you're spending as much on internet videos as you are on NBC? As you are running commercials on Fox News or wherever you're... What? And he just explained to me, Jesse, the landscape for how people consume news and consume information has completely changed. Yes, there are many older Americans that really skews age-wise, and maybe that is you, who prefer to sit down and turn on the television and watch the news, or maybe you have the news on in the background, but that number shrinks every single day. People want things on demand now. They want things on their phone. They want things on social media. That's how they get their news. That's how they get their information now. Did you know that the Jesse Kelly Show, I can't even believe this is true, but it is true. It is on radio stations from New York to Hawaii, and we are blessed beyond belief to be there. I certainly don't deserve it. Did you know as many or more people listen on podcasts the next day as are listening to me live right now? On Wednesday evening. And that number grows. That number is more and more lopsided. 3-4 years from now, if I haven't been fired, it'll be even more lopsided. It's an on-demand world. So where did the money in Virginia go and why? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, back to Virginia. We did spend money, but we didn't spend it fast enough, and we didn't spend it at the end. You know what Democrats were doing? Democrats were putting their money into social media ads. They were putting their money into mailers. They were putting their money into advanced get-out-the-vote effort. You know, those obnoxious text messages you get every other day on your phone that make you want to choke somebody? I'm annoyed by them. You're annoyed by them. We all hate them. Guess what? They work. They're incredibly effective, incredibly informative. This is where you vote. If you voted yet, we need you to come vote. They'll pick up the phones. Get out the vote efforts, because people don't care as much as you care or I care, and they need to be prompted and prodded and everything else. We have a local election going on right now in my town, and every single friend I have has texted me, who do I vote for? What do I do? It's the way it is. That's the burden you have of being informed. Democrats were on the ground blocking and tackling. Do you know what the GOP did? The GOP, at the end of this whole thing, took a boatload of money and handed it to political consultants. Now, let me explain to you. I know it's boring and nerdy. We'll move past it in a moment. Let me explain to you how political consultants work, how they work in politics. And I know this because I had to work with them myself when I ran for Congress twice. Won two primaries, lost two general elections, so don't check in with me on things. But you have to have one. Now, what does he do? Let's say I have this political consultant, and his name is Chris. What does Chris do? I, the good guy, the candidate, Jesse, I have to go deal with this bad guy named Chris. I am running for Congress. I was just a young, dumb Marine, a construction worker. What do I know about things like TV commercials? I don't know how to make a commercial. Have you ever made a commercial? I certainly had not. Well, Chris knows. That's what Chris does for a living. Chris lines up the video people. Chris lines up the makeup girl. Chris lines up the lighting and everything else. And we go out to some location that Chris decides, and we film a TV commercial telling all the people of whatever district I'm running in that Jesse Kelly's the best thing since sliced bread. He's a Marine. Look at that stud. You know, that kind of thing. He also has to write the commercial. Chris is handling the TV commercial thing. Okay, good, good. What does he do then? Well, once you film a commercial, you have to get the commercial onto television. But that's a weird process too. It's unbelievably targeted. Did you know that? You can film a TV commercial and have a TV commercial and have it only run at midnight on the History Channel. It'll run one time. You can depend, again, it all depends on how much money you want to spend and what you're actually targeting. You can run your TV commercial on the big NFL football game on Sunday. They're going to charge you a fortune for that ad spot. But you can certainly do it. More eyeballs means they're going to charge you more for the ad. Well, what do you do? Where do you place it? What's smartest? I don't know. Dirtball Chris knows. Now, like I said, I called him a dirtball. And when we're dealing with guys named Chris, that's usually very fair. But the truth is, Chris is also a human being just like you and just like me. Chris needs to make money. Chris wants to make money. He really wants to make money, but that's another story. Chris wants to make money. Now, political consultant Chris, how do you get paid? Do you get paid if I win? Nope. Win or lose, Chris gets paid. Do you get paid if I send out mailers? Oh, you don't? Okay. Do you get paid if I organize a text message campaign to get out the vote and tell people, vote no? No, you don't, huh? Well, that's weird. How do you get paid? Chris makes his money off of a percentage of the television ad buys. That's how political consultant Dirtball Chris gets paid. Therefore, Chris, political consultant, the only political expert I have to talk to, when I go to him and I say, Chris, help me win the race, he's going to say, Jesse, I have a great idea. We're going to take every dime you have and we're going to buy TV commercials, baby. I don't know any better. Sounds good. Let's do that. Chris is lining his own pockets. But back to what we discussed before. You do not win and lose political races anymore on television commercials that run on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Donald Trump, leading up to this election, where Donald Trump won this great election, including winning the popular vote, Donald Trump kept doing things that traditional people did not understand and didn't approve of. He's going on these weird shows that aren't even political shows? Why are you talking to some dude with a mullet named Theo Vaughn? What? Never heard of him. I didn't see him on Fox News. Joe Rogan? The UFC guy? I heard he smokes weed. Why are you talking to Joe Rogan? Donald Trump, media genius that he has always been, understands that's where the audience is now. Is there still an audience watching Fox News at 6:30 at night? Of course there is. It's the number one rated news program. Of course there is. I'm not saying you completely abandon that. But there's a sea of people out there now who get their information, who get their news from social media, from podcasts, from all kinds of things. And you have to go find those people where they are, not where you want them to be, where they are. Why did the useless GOP get its doors blown off last night in Virginia? Because at the very end, far too late, they shoveled a boatload of money into corrupt political consultants' hands who bought television ads, lined their pockets, lost the entire thing for us. And now we wake up this morning and you and me are sitting there with teardrops falling into our Cheerios because we understand full well now that holding the House of Representatives in the midterms was already going to be an uphill battle. And thanks to what happened last night in Virginia, that battle got a whole lot steeper. And it got steeper again because of money and because the GOP doesn't like blocking and tackling. And the same corrupt dirtballs who take all that GOP money and line their own pockets with it are going to keep doing this until GOP leadership stops hiring the losers they seem to hire every time. These people get dug in like ticks. It doesn't matter how many races they lose. They've spread so much money around. They've been doing it for so long. They're the most experienced ones. And they screw us over time and time and time again on critical races. That was a critical battle. We needed to win that battle last night, and we lost. Democrats, they play hardball. They're not done yet. They're going to try to come for Florida.
Our message to Florida Republicans is F around and find out. If they go down the road of a DeSantis dummy mander, the Florida Republicans are going to find themselves in the same situation as Texas Republicans, who are on the run right now. And under no circumstances are Texas Republicans picking up 5 seats. They'll be fortunate if they get 2 or 3.
Democrats are out there playing Calvin ball. The GOP, we don't like the blocking and tackling. One final word on that. We'll do some emails to get to the SPLC stuff and other things. Before we do that final word, let's talk about getting rid of pain. Living with pain is life-sucking, especially when you have to give up things that you used to do. I don't golf anymore. Back hurts. I don't like to go for walks anymore. My knee keeps swelling. It hurts me all the time. Why don't you try Relief Factor? Why don't you let Relief Factor give you the thing that you gave up? You gave something up because it hurts. Relief Factor will get rid of that pain. Not temporarily, not for a couple hours, not masking it and liquefying your kidneys. Relief Factor will give you permanent relief. It is a supplement. Drug-free, natural ingredients. Take it every day for 3 weeks. You're about to feel so much better. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'm going to get to all those emails in just a second. Now, I want to put one final word on this redistricting thing. I'm going to play you something. This is Mike Bohacek. Who is he? You've never heard of Mike Bohacek? Well, he's a state rep in Indiana. You see, it came before Indiana to redraw their congressional maps because it's a red state. They had an opportunity, their legislature did, to redraw their congressional maps to give Republicans more seats. Let's go to Hakeem Jeffries again.
Our message to Florida Republicans is F around and find out.
Okay. That's how they talk. Here's how we talk.
What do you make of this effort overall to try and affect the 2026 election by changing all these maps? You obviously were against it in Indiana.
I don't feel comfortable with it. I think it's bad policy. So to now say, well, let's take this opportunity to politically gerrymander them, just it doesn't feel right. And my constituents don't like it. To them, it feels like we're trying to rig the system and steal and using other states' bad behavior as the excuse. That's just not how folks in Indiana are.
It doesn't feel right. Oh, they're going to do it? Okay. Well, should we do it? It doesn't feel right. It's not who we are. It doesn't feel right. We have to get warriors into the GOP to replace these low-T losers. These dork goobers are not ready to fight the battles we have to fight. We need to remind ourselves time and time and time again what Democrat plans are if they take back power. There won't be any. It doesn't feel right.
The Democrats win the presidency in both houses of Congress. I think on day one, they should make Puerto Rico, D.C. a state, and they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. F*** it, eat our dust. The only way to fight this is don't run on it, don't talk about it, just do it.
They have plans. You know, GOP, I know you already know, but the GOP does know that they are going to defund ICE, right? Democrats are so insane now, they're going to defund and eliminate the deportation force so illegals can't be deported out of the country again. They're not just campaigning on that. They're going to do it. They will do it. And then bring in another 20 million foreigners as fast as they can to finish off your country. These are the stakes of the game. And this is who we have representing.
What do you make of this effort overall to try and affect the 2026 election by changing all these maps? You obviously were against it in Indiana.
I don't feel comfortable with it. I think it's bad policy. So to now say, well, let's take this opportunity to politically gerrymander them, just it doesn't feel right. And my constituents don't like it. To them, it feels like we're trying to rig the system and steal and using other states' bad behavior as the excuse. That's just not how folks in Indiana are.
El Sombrero, guy's email says, listening to last night's show, the message you read from the old Russian and that word compassion struck a chord. Wasn't that Bush the Younger's first campaign theme, compassionate conservatism? Do you think that was someone's idea of good marketing against the whole Republicans want to kill grandma rhetoric of the Carville types? Or as I suspect, Was it the neocons adopting the message so they could push their own brand? Says his name is James, compassionate conservatism. Here's what happens. Communists, they do this so well. Communists play offense. They'll play offense. Now, it's dirty and it's wrong and I got all that, but they'll call you names. They'll label you time and time and time again. In fact, we're going to get to that with this SPLC story in a moment. But they'll label you and label you and label you. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're all these things over and over and over and over and over again. Well, instead of attacking back, instead of launching your own attack, playing offense, the GOP gets afraid. They get scared. And so they try to play defense against communist attacks. But the communist does this on purpose. It's a tactic because they understand if you're sitting there trying to block this attack and block that attack and shoot this down and, whoa, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am not. I have black friends. If this is what you're doing, you know what you're not doing? You're not actually stopping the communist revolution. You are not giving the communists fear and pain. You are not winning when you are playing political defense. And so, yes, losers like the Bushes used to run on this crap all the time. Compassionate conservatism. We're not mean. We're really, really nice. Playing directly into their hands. And you know what it tells the communists? The GOP will occasionally roll this line out there, and then they'll say something like, then they won't be able to call us racist anymore. Remember Maria Salazar just said that recently? Well, we have to pass an amnesty bill, then they can't call us racist. But, oh, you have it, Chris? Yeah, go ahead and play.
It's impossible if we, the Republicans, put together a bill like this one on the floor for any Democrats with Hispanics. Supposedly, you know, Hispanics belong to the Democrats. Not anymore. Because right now we're going to be demonstrating to the Dems that we are not such a bunch of racists, that we're giving them dignity, not citizenship.
Right.
It'll finally show those Democrats. You complete and utter treasonous moron. They don't call you racist because they believe you're racist. They don't care about racism anyway. They call you racist because they know you're stupid and weak and you'll play defense, which will allow their revolution to move forward while you're bending over backwards trying to prove you're not an evil racist. Communists do not call you racist because they believe it. Communists call you racist because it makes you uncomfortable, it makes you defensive, it weakens you, and it makes you do things you would normally not do just to prove them wrong. It is a tactic they have used over... They didn't invent it in America. Mao did this, by the way. This is as old as communism itself. Racist, you're a racist. What are you, some kind of bigot racist? Get them playing defense. Then you're not playing offense, then you're losing. Speaking of which, that leads me perfectly into this SPLC story. Wonderful story, fascinating story. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.